Thank you, Kate. First of all, I'd like to personally thank Dick Davis and NFB for inviting me to come out to today to the conference and actually saving my marriage, too. So I travel a lot.
Oh, wow.
And the last 3 weeks I've been home, and my wife, I think, has asked me 15 times when I'm going to leave. So it's actually nice to get out and be here today, and hopefully when I get home, my stuff won't be in the yard. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sure most of you probably aren't familiar with Direct Employers Association, but we are a national human resources association. We're actually owned and managed by about 900 companies, primarily from the Fortune 2000. The association initially started in 2001, and it really started off of more as an online recruitment association, and really wanted to help companies reduce some of their dependency on the commercial job boards. Kind of fast forward to where we are today, we actually help companies find different resources for diversity and inclusion, to bring in veterans, and also to meet their OFCCP regulations and the requirements that they have. Most of our member companies are federal contractors, so they do have to meet that, or actually work towards that 7% utilization goal that Kathy talked about earlier. And this was not planned, but two of the employers that are up here today, Oracle and TD Bank, are both Direct Employers members. So, and actually Wells Fargo is as well. So, and there's probably some others out in the audience who are DE members. So I'll just tell you a little bit about myself just real quick, so it'll actually set the stage for where I'm going to go with the talk today. So I recruited for 3 years before I really got into this space. I worked at Monster.com for 6 years, so I've got a lot of online recruitment experience, and I'm currently the Director of Strategic Partnerships at Direct Employers Association. I've been in that role for about 7 years. But I've been with Direct Employers close to 12. So what I want to talk to you guys about, just a couple of things, and don't want to take too much of your time because I know you guys probably have some questions, and I want to make sure that the panelists can answer those questions. So the first thing is what to look for in an employer when you're going out and trying to apply for jobs. Then the apply process, like how to apply and kind of steps you should take. And then once you get to the interview. So one thing that I find very important is really to find or go out and do research on employers to make sure that they value diversity as and inclusion. So a lot of people may ask, well, how do you do that? So when I'm going out and doing searches, I'm always out looking on Google or different tools that are out there, different search engines, to find if they're mentioned in different articles around diversity and inclusion. You know, so are they out speaking at different conferences? You know, is their leadership out talking about it? Are they out in the community taking different steps to talk to diversity and inclusion? And also, I go out to their website to see if they've got a section specifically around recruiting individuals with disabilities. So if they have a section about recruitment or recruiting individuals with disabilities, there's probably a really good chance that that's part of their culture and they really value it. You won't see a lot of employers having that section, but you will start, especially now, you're starting to see it more and more. And I think there's a couple of reasons for that. Well, and the first reason, there are 6 million unfilled jobs in the labor market right now. 6 million. That is a lot. And the biggest reason those jobs aren't filled is because there's this huge skills gap. Employers have jobs that, unfortunately, job seekers don't have skills for at this point. So if I could give you any advice, I would go out, look at what types of jobs are out there, what types of skills are needed for those positions, and try to go and match your skills to those jobs. So whether it means going out and getting additional training, whether it means going back to school, I would definitely encourage that. To make sure that you have the skills to fill those jobs. I think another reason, obviously, the compliance piece is important as well. I think employers, 3-4 years ago, I'd get calls saying, hey, Shannon, where are our jobs going? Can you send our jobs here? Can you send our jobs there? And I think they were doing it more for compliance purposes, more so than wanting to actually hire individuals with disabilities. The calls I get today are a little bit different. The calls basically are around, who can we go out and partner with? Who can we work with to help us find qualified individuals with disabilities so we can bring them into our organizations? So that's extremely encouraging for me because the conversation has changed. Like I said, it's no longer, we're just going to shoot our jobs out all these different places just to make sure we can, you know, show that we're doing something, or at least have, you know, have lip service. There are actually a lot of employers now are walking the walk, and they're really asking the right questions. You know, what organizations are best? Who should we work with? So, but when it comes to the apply process, applying to the job as quickly as you can is important. I know a lot of people may say, well, how do I do that? How do I know when those jobs are available? And there's a couple different ways you can do that. So if you have a strong network and you may have, you know, a friend who works somewhere and they may tell you, hey, these different jobs are coming out, you may want to, you know, go to apply, you know, now to that. You know, also you can set up search agents on some of the different websites that are out there. So as soon as a job posting gets listed, it'll actually come to your email box. The biggest reason I think you should apply as early as possible, most employers don't look at every resume that they get. They look at usually the first 100, 40, 50, 60. So the quicker you apply, the better chance you have of having your resume looked at. I would also join talent communities. So a lot of employers, when you go out to their website, they have a section where it may say that not ready to apply, don't see a job that's actually meet your qualifications, please join our talent community. The reason I think that's so important, in those talent communities, they send out alerts of new jobs. They send out different messaging. When they have new jobs that their recruiters are going to start working on, a lot of times they'll go to that talent community first to see if they already have your information before they actually post the job. So I think it's extremely important to join those talent communities. Also, if you're working with different organizations like Blind Inc. or Lighthouse for the Blind, they have connections to different employers, and I'm trying to help them make additional connections with some of our 900 member companies, so they do have employers and jobs that they know about that, you know, that obviously, they're looking to help companies fill. One big thing, I think, especially when you have, you go to your interview, show your critical thinking skills and your problem-solving skills. I mean, when I talk to employers, that's something that so many employers say that they don't get from candidates that come in. Also, good writing skills. So a big thing I would do when you're applying for a job, I would send a cover letter, even if they don't ask for it, because that shows off your writing skills. So I would do that because most job seekers aren't going to do that, so I would encourage you to do that. One big thing I think that's important is be positive when you go into your interview. My wife, for instance, I'll give you a short story about that. She was working at Ford, and they were actually closing their facility down about 6 or 7 years ago. She interviewed for 11 jobs and got turned down for 11 jobs, and she got extremely discouraged. And it was tough going home sometimes because she was just so frustrated because, 11 times she'd been turned down. A month later, I kind of coached her a little bit and talked to her about being positive and, going in with the right attitude. After we had that conversation, she went on 6 interviews, had 5 offers. So staying positive is huge. So I would definitely encourage you to do that. So I will stop rambling and pass it over, but definitely welcome your questions at the end. So.